present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, or as it's known to Guardian readers, Is Murray Evans' Cat in the Loo? You join us once again in the fine Regency city of Bath, world famous for its spa. Apart from the natural hot springs, intrepid tourists who seek something a little different might head for the Norwegian Quarter. With its many bistros serving traditional Scandinavian cuisine. After enjoying a dinner of wild elk and smorgasbord, they may care to wander by the river and help celebrate the festival of the Burning Longship, where fierce bearded locals don horned helmets and wave battle swords as they chant in praise of their Lord of Valhalla. Anyone who visits Bath and misses these delights will kick themselves. When they realize they should have come to Reykjavik. Okay, on with the introductions. Now, if it's jokes you enjoy, then our teams have comedy in their genes. And the rest of their wardrobe's pretty laughable as well. They are, on my right, Paul Merton and Tim Brooke Taylor. And on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And a warm welcome, please, for our charming scorer, the lovely Samantha. Samantha was telling us before the show she's been visiting a nice gentleman racehorse owner in his stables recently. She doesn't know much about racing, but she's already seen something to admire in his jockeys. Let's kick off now with a game called Translations. Teams, as we develop ever closer relationships in Europe, it's worth noting that skill with a foreign tongue will always help you get on abroad. I've observed that many English phrases have already been adopted by our neighbours across the channel. For example, there's le weekend, meaning the weekend, le parking, meaning the M4 motorway, and of course, la mad cow, which is universally understood to mean any ex-conservative MP who tries to promote her daughter as a pop star. With this in mind, teams, I'd like you please to provide translations for certain foreign phrases which I've noticed are inclined to crop up in our own language. Okay, we'll start with you, Barry. Could you provide a translation of harakiri?
Harakiri. That's an opera singer who was educated at public school. Harakiri. Say right. Carnival. Harrow.
Your
public school. New Zealand opera singer who wasn't educated at Harrow at all. That was just for the purposes of the joke. And I wish I was dead.
That brings us to our last round. It's your turn, Tim. Could you please translate Annus Horribilis?
Do you mind if I don't sit down?
Paul, here's one for you. Film noir.
Oh, damn, the holiday photos haven't come out.
Graham, ersatz.
Ersatz is a Somerset milliner.
Okay, we'll do
ersatz, you like.
We'll have an open round for that now. Anybody can answer. Trump day.
Oh, that one made my eyes water.
Fin de siècle.
Bicycle lover.
Yeah.
Basically, a saddle sniffer.
Soup's on.
The dinner's nearly ready.
Grand Prix?
Michael Howard.
Yeah!
It's time for a display of oral dexterity now with a game called Pick Up Song. In this round, the teams will take turns to sing along with a selection of popular discs, which I shall draw at random from my personal singles collection and pass to DJ Samantha. As I speak, I notice she's ready on the radiogram and poised to receive her first seven-incher of the evening. At my signal, Samantha will cause the music to drop out. If on its return the teams are within a gnat's pizzicato of the original, I'll be awarding points, and points mean prizes. What do points mean?
Prizes!
It's reassuring that you haven't acquired any embarrassing intelligence since we were here last time. This week's prize allows even the most inveterate of sleepwalkers to wander unencumbered. It's the state-of-the-art cordless pyjamas. Graham, will you start by accompanying Charles Aznavour singing She?
She may be the face I can't forget. It plays a pleasure or regret. Maybe the treasure or the price I have been. She may be the song that summer sings. Maybe the chill that autumn brings. Maybe 100 different things within the measure of a day. She may be the beauty of the beast. Maybe the famine or the feast may turn each day into a heaven or a hell. She may be the mirror of my dream, a smile reflected in a stream. She may not be what she may seem.
A shell
inside a shell.
And with all still to play for, it's your... It's your turn, Paul. Would you please accompany Lee Marvin singing Wandering Star?
I was born under a wandering star. I was born under a wandering
star. It's too high.
Wheels are made for rolling, meals are made to pick. I've never seen a sight that didn't look better looking back. I was born under a wandering star. Mud can make you prisoner, planes can bake you dry. Snow can burn your eyes, but only people make you cry.
What was he singing?
Tim, something a little more contemporary for you. Would you please accompany Jarvis Cocker and his stylish outfit Pulp singing Common People?
She came from Greece, she had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I got her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. Oh. And then in 30 seconds time, she said, I wanna live like common people. I wanna do whatever common people do. I wanna sleep with common people. I wanna sleep with common people like you. What else could I do? I said, Oh, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere.
Finally, Barry, I'd like you to accompany Tom Jones singing Delilah.
I saw the light on the night that I passed by her window.
What's the key?
I saw the flickering shadows of love on her blind. She...
Madam, keep them on. Keep them on.
As she deceived me, I watched and went out of my mind. My Delilah. Why, Delilah?
Time, gentlemen, please.
I could see that girl. But I was like a slave that no man could free. Oh.
Oh. Sorry, Barry, the audience was spot on, but you were way out. Okay, everyone, the time has come, as it always must, for us to play Sound Charades, our version of the popular parlor game. In it, I shall ask the teams to act out the titles of well-known films, plays, or books for their opponents to guess, but using a special oral technique known as speaking. Paul and Tim, you're to start. Your title will shortly be broadcast on the laser display, while for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
The Great Escape. The Great Escape.
Right, you're guessing this one, Barry and Graham, so off you go with your charade, Paul and Tim.
It's three words and it's a film. Where's that fireplace gone?
I'm sorry, it's my fault. I forgot to lock the living room door.
Oh, I see. Finish.
Great. Nothing to do with great, is it?
Yep. Could be, could be.
The Great.
Yep.
Gatsby.
Escape.
Yeah!
The person who applauded when he said Gatsby, please stand up. Right, it's your turn, Barry and Graham. Your title is now being exhibited on the laser display board. And here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
The Railway Children. The Railway Children.
Okay.
Three words.
Three words, book and a film.
Hello, Angus. Oh, I see you've got your family with you.
Oh, aye, Hamish brought the bairns.
Oh.
Yes, well, he's with his wee Victoria.
Oh, hello.
Say hello to Uncle Hamish. And and there's wee Houston.
Oh. I think I've met this wee soul.
Oh,
Paddington,
yes.
I think I recognize him.
King's Cross and Liverpool Street are at home just now.
Oh, I did hear something about your good lady was expecting.
Oh, aye, that's true. She's 20 minutes overdue.
Stations and trains.
Stations.
Oh, stop it.
We don't know what it is. They're girls called stations. They're girls called stations.
What kind of stations?
Railway stations.
Oh. Oh. The Railway Children.
Right, it's now time for a game called Spot the Links. This is a game of connections. In it, I'd like the teams to identify the genuine connections linking various people or things. Barry, we'll start with you. Could you please connect Gandhi, Napoleon, and Sigmund Freud?
They're all played by Ben Kingsley. He played Gandhi, but what's not generally known is he played both Napoleon and Sigmund Freud at the Sparrow's Nest Theatre Lowestoft in Nappy and Sig's Big Adventure. The connection is Ben Kingsley.
No, it isn't.
Oh.
Is it they're all people Margaret Thatcher genuinely thought she was at one time or another?
Now, I'm going to have to tell you, they all suffered from constipation. Hence Napoleon's remark, not tonight, Josephine. Paul. Paul, what, please, is the connection between gladiators, bikinis and public swimming baths?
Oh, well, the connection is that between gladiators, bikinis and public swimming baths... There's a new gladiator called Veruca. And he wears a bikini. Was that right?
No, the real answer is much funnier.
I look forward to hearing it.
They were all invented by the Romans. Tell me, Tim, what links jelly, oysters, spaghetti and peas?
I've seen these all together once.
Are you feeling better now?
It was the new
now?
Pattern on the bathroom wall just after my stag night.
It's the meal that ruined Lloyd Grossman's voice, isn't it? Evacuated his vowels.
Now, I'll tell you that according to the etiquette books, they should all be eaten with a fork. Yeah. What a load of...
Peas and oysters, jelly. What etiquette book is this?
I'm not...
The Arthur Mullard Book of Etiquette.
Graham, here's one for you. What connects Henry VIII, Jean-Paul Gaultier and Robert the Bruce?
They all use their middle names, obviously. Jean's case, it's Paul. Henry and Robert, it's the. Henry VIII had six wives. Jean-Paul Gaultier had... Robert the Bruce, I suppose. unless it's a kilt question. Henry VIII wore six kilts.
No.
Robert
they've
Bruce.
All, they've all worn skirts in public.
Ah. Gosh.
Amazing. Paul, what connects Bruce Willis, Charles I, and Winston Churchill?
Well, Bruce Willis, it's Die Hard, known for the Die Hard films. Charles I died pretty hard. and Winston Churchill died hard of hearing. They would say to him, are you dead yet? And if he said pardon, they knew he was all right. And when he didn't say anything, they knew he was dead. Or his hearing had got better.
No.
Or they'd lost
what
their
voices.
What
do you mean,
voices?
No?
That's all wrong.
Oh.
They all at one time or another were stutterers. Bruce Willis and Churchill had their stutters cured by therapy, while Charles I underwent major surgery. finally, Graham, what's the connection between the second coming, a female pope, and a British winner of the Wimbledon tennis finals?
The answer is they've all got the same odds at Ladbrokes, probably.
I'm afraid I can't give you any marks for that. Because you've got the name of the bookie wrong. William Hill has offered odds of 1,000 to 1. Now it's time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. Before we start this year's championship, I noticed we've received a telegram from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales. It reads as follows. Dear Yehudi, stop. When does new Mornington Crescent season start? Stop. With new Walkman radio, can listen on top of the bus? Stop. Enjoy shows so much, often don't notice bus stop at stop. Stop. However, find some games a bit stop, stop, stop. Trellis, Mrs. North Wales. P.S. As ever, can't wait to hear teams singing. Stop. On with the game, teams, and since we're in Bath, it seems appropriate to play Mornington Royal Crescent. This often clever variation fell out of fashion with amateur players who found the emphasis on cyclical play could cause the game to drag on interminably. However, the recent introduction of the looped move certainly seems to have speeded things up. So, Tim, I'd like you to start, please. Off you go.
Stonebridge Park.
Ooh. George Street.
Wallace Street.
Totteridge and Whetstone.
No, it's all right. Surrey Quays.
Broad Quay.
Broad Quay, singular?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Oh. Well,
I know what you're saying, but you're wrong.
Broad Quay.
Broad Quay.
Michaelmas Terrace.
That's not incredible. Cyclical, then.
No, it isn't.
It isn't.
No?
It's not cyclical.
I was asking Hump, actually.
Is it?
No, I'm just confirming.
No. I don't think you can confirm.
No, I'd rather it was. All right.
Cyclical?
Yeah.
No.
Fairlot?
I'm not like what?
Fairlot.
Stockwell.
Royal Avenue.
Biscuit Street.
Biscuit.
Yeah, Biscuit Street.
I'd like Biscuit. A ruling on that.
Biscuit Street?
Yeah.
Biscuit Street.
Biscuit Street. I was doubtful about that until somebody clapped.
Same person who clapped the Great Gatsby, probably. Biscuit Street. Pish Tush. Street.
Gary Book.
Come on, hurry along, please.
Garibaldi Avenue.
Bun Street.
Monmouth Place. I won't then.
Yeah. My regards to Gatsby.
London Road.
Good one.
Ladbroke Grove. William Hill Grove, I suppose. You
Bath Street.
That's it.
Mornington Crescent.
Yeah. Okay. Our next round takes as its subject the limerick, that delightful poetic form with the delicate feather-footed sensitivity of a Lancashire clog dance. Teams, I shall furnish you each with a fruitful first line, which I'd like you to complete, taking one line each. And, Graham, we're going to start with you. In Bath, they've remarkable buns.
In Bath, they've remarkable buns. I was told this by several young nuns.
You take a quick bite.
And you're up half the night.
With a terrible case of the runs.
Okay, Tim, here's one for you. Oh. In Aylesbury, they have this strange duck.
Why me?
If you meet it, you're way out of luck.
It's about 6 feet tall.
And has no teeth at all. But it gives you a terrible suck.
Barry, here's your line. In Epsom, I drank some strange salt.
In Epsom, I drank some strange salt. I admit it was all my own fault.
I filled my glass to the brim,
then nipped down to the gym.
My mistake was attempting a vault.
Finally, Paul, here's your first line. In Dundee, they've this special wee cake.
In Dundee, they've this special wee cake that's made out of haddock and hake.
With a bit of dressed crab.
And a flounder or dab.
But jings, what a mess when you wake.
I notice it's nearly time to say goodbye, but not before we play a round of computer programmer's songbook. So, teams, while Samantha enjoys a quick session on my laptop, I'll ask you please to suggest titles likely to appeal to an audience of computer programmers and their ilk.
The Mouse of the Rising Sun.
Quirty, quirty, chip, chip.
The old Beatles tune with love from VDU.
IBM for every drop of rain that falls.
Bob Hope's old theme tune, thanks for the 38K random access memory.
Floppy disks are here again.
When I'm cleaning windows. When I'm cleaning Windows 4. And when I'm cleaning Windows 95.
Dadu rom rom.
This is personal, this. The Derby Ram. Sung by the great Jim Smith.
Thrill to the sound of yesterday with Queen's old hits. Another one megabytes to dust.
Please so... release key.
I'm forever blowing bubble jets.
Tulips from Amstrad down.
Surfing in the way she walked.
So, ladies and gentlemen...
Our mouse is a very, very, very nice mouse.
sung by Mouse Matt Monroe.
Internet the art.
Someday my printer will work.
CD-ROM and MS-DOS and little Amsie Divey. Ah. And so, super highway fractalistic Apple Macintosh.
So, ladies and gentlemen, as the BMX roadster of time collides with the erratic minicab of fate, and the unprotected crotch of hope slams hard against the crossbar of destiny, I notice it's the end of the programme. We'll be back at the same time next week. In the meantime, it's goodbye from Samantha, the teams, myself, and the good people of Bath. Goodbye.
Timbrook Taylor, Barry Cryer, Graham Garden and Paul Merton have been given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson, and the producer was John Naismith.